when these tax holidays come up, especially back to school. Anything to give some broad relief to families is a big deal.
Outgoing State Representative Clay Ingram is also president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. The measure passed 75-35 in the House and 33-3 in the Senate. Such tax breaks, he believes, promote local businesses over the outlet centers in Monroeville and Foley, Alabama.
People will probably still do some of that, but to know that you can stay here, anything we could do from an incentive standpoint with regard to tax policy to keep dollars here, I think is a big deal and it's pretty important. I just think it will have some impact on people staying here and spending their dollars at home.
There are some major changes in this year's back-to-school weekend. The limit on clothing and footwear has been reduced from $75 to $60. The $15 limit on school supplies remains. And the holiday itself is shorter, spanning 3 days instead of 10. But the big topic of discussion is that electronics are not tax-free this year. James Miller with the Florida Retail Federation says that's despite being in the original bill.
Parkland happened. $400 or $500 million was diverted to strengthening schools. And then Hurricane Irma and a lot of money went towards businesses and homeowners and insurance and everything that needed it then. Those definitely played a role. To not have it in there was disappointing. It's something that we'll definitely advocate for in next year's session.
The 2018 tax holiday is expected to save customers around $33 million. State coffers will take a $26 million hit, with a $7 million impact on local governments. Even without the gadgets, Miller sees no drop-off in popularity.
Consumer confidence remains high. Everybody has a job, it seems like. So things are really rolling right along, and we expect it to be even more popular. As a result, people have a little more money to spend.
When heading out to the stores, Miller has a bit of advice to help you get through your shopping spree. First, make a plan and stick with it. And above all, be patient.
Try to figure out exactly what you're looking for and the stores you want to go hit, and it'll make your time a lot easier. Lines will be long. Retailers do everything they can to stock up on both merchandise and also gets extra employees lined up, but sometimes you just can't help the rush of people that come in this weekend because it is so popular.
As mentioned earlier, the Florida Retail Federation plans to lobby for a return to giving tax breaks for computers and other electronics in the 2019 session. Miller says that would provide a win-win for both consumers and lawmakers.
It's something that they can take back to their constituents and say, hey, here's what I voted for, here's what passed. It's something that our members always advocate for is the sales tax holiday in general, but specifically technology because it is such a high ticket item. And from a consumer's perspective, they save anywhere from, you know, $40 to $60, which is a lot of money.
Something that gets lost in all the hoopla over back to school, says Miller, is that the tax-free merchandise is open to everyone.
You don't need to have a child under your arm to appreciate the discounts. So if you're a retiree looking for some clothes or maybe a business professional trying to pick up some new shoes or a shirt or something, it really is for people of all ages, and we encourage people to go out and take advantage of the weekend.
Florida's initial school tax holiday was held in 1998 and was discontinued in 2008 because of the Great Recession. After its revival in 2010, it's been an annual event. There's also one spinoff, a tax-free holiday for hurricane supplies, which was held last March. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.